And joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Barb Schlinker of Parker Slink Clear Realty, who is sponsoring Operation Care Package. Hi, Barb.
Hey, Ted. How are you? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Oh, both. And one more I will add. Happy Friday.
Oh, yes.
Barb, Parker St. Clair, you are the owner of Parker St. Clair, and we are very pleased and privileged to be able to partner with you and just enjoy working with you very, very much. You have a heart for service. You came out of the service yourself with that heart. Now using your operation to deliver care packages, and we've got a list of things you're looking for, so we want to help you put your care packages together.
Yes, and we're actually having two open houses this weekend. They're going to take place between 1 and 2 on Saturday, and we're taking donations for Operation Care Package. We're so excited to give back to our military guys and gals that are on the front line out there fighting for our freedom, which we so appreciate here.
And they need a lot of stuff to help keep them going. And the list includes snacks and condiments, candy and gum, reading material, powdered drink mixes, toiletries, writing materials, shoe inserts, sunscreen, board games, crossword puzzles, and Sudoku. Decks of cards really help, body wipes especially, hand warmers, air fresheners, quick proteins, and even socks are all on the list of items that you're looking for to fill these care packages. And what we're encouraging at this point is for our both viewers of Channel 13 and listeners to KRDO News Radio to nominate an active duty military member to receive one of these care packages or to donate and help fill one of them so that they can be given to a local service member.
Yes, and I've been trying to get some intel from some of the wonderful service members that I know and I serve here in the community. And I've heard some interesting tips, like they like quality socks, you know, because it gets cold if they're, you know, in the wintertime. I also bought these little kind of really lightweight hoodie things you put over your head to keep you warm underneath your helmet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I also heard what's a big hit, but they might not be in season right now, are Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, goodness, yes. So, talk about the taste of home.
Leftover.
Yeah. Yes, you may have a box back in your freezer someplace, and you know, there's never been a better cause than yourself, because New Year's coming, you want to lose weight, and a soldier to give these to, right?
There you go.
I think we just gave
plenty of exercise.
Yeah, I think we just gave two compelling reasons to give up those secret boxes of Girl Scout cookies in the back of the freezer, didn't we?
For sure.
So the Operation Care Package works we started in November of this year, and you're going to run all the way through mid-November of 2020 and looking to gather up donations of items. Where are the locations of your open houses? Because that's one of several locations where people can donate items.
Yeah, the first one is right off of Constitution, just west of Powers, in a really cool neighborhood. It's a two-acre property, amazing views. And the address is 1907 Payton Circle. Payton is spelled with a P-A-Y-T-O-N. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. And the other one seems pretty red hot. I keep getting agents calling me about this home. It's down in Fountain, west or east on Fontaine, and west of Mark Sheffield. The address is 9380 Berry, and you spell Berry, B-E-R-R-E-Y Lane. Really cute rancher, priced under $290. It should be a good crowd there.
Absolutely. And let's hope that folks going to look at these homes are willing to bring items to donate. We will also take donations here in the lobby at the radio station or our station, which is at 399 South 8th Street. So there are multiple ways that listeners and viewers can contribute to these care packages and help fill them up so that you can get them sent off to those who have been nominated or those who you know that are in need.
Yes, and our office as well at 7660 Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D Street. It's just across North Academy, just south of the Air Force Academy, near Whole Foods and not too far from the Chapel Hills Mall. So during the week, we'll take donations until about 5 o'clock.
Barb, it is wonderful to spend this time with you, and we can't thank you enough for getting behind and partnering with us on Operation Care Package. We're going to work really hard to encourage folks to gather up these items and bring them to you and bring them to the donation locations.
Thank you, and I'm honored to be able to do this.